Welcome back to Two Shots In Podcast. I'm Devin here with the ever so lovely Ginger, the King, Mr. Frank, and our wonderful guest today, James Ronald Kennedy. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. James has wrote many books, and I was surprised when I looked them up, especially because of some of the titles of them. Most all of them through Audible, Google Books, Goodreads.com, Amazon, they all have 4 to 5 star ratings.
That's because all my friends, none of the enemies know about it
right.
yet.
Well, it seems like with some of the books, if you judge a book by its title, it may throw you off a little bit. Yeah. But you've written a lot of books. Lincoln's Marxists, Why Not Freedom, Myths of American Slavery, Red Republicans, Punished with Poverty, Reclaiming Liberty, and one of your bestsellers was The South Was Right.
Correct.
Let's go into that, because for some people, that might give them an odd...
It's an eye catcher. And look, if you're going to market
it
something...
It caught my eye.
You got to have something that'll have people say, what the hell is he talking about?
Right. Yeah,
and pick it up and look at it. So, and in a bookstore back in the old days, and when this was first published, it was in 1991. This is the third edition. So it's been revised 3 times since 1991. But... back in those days, we had old brick and mortar bookstores. So people would come in, they'd look at all the books. You've got about 5/10 of a second for someone to see your book cover, and you've got to grab their attention enough to pick it up. And that's about 90% of the sale right there. So,
did you ever go in a bookstore and like front face all your
books? Oh, I did. Oh, I had friends all across
like
the South that used to do that.
Put your book in front of every other book. I'd name my book something wild, just boobs and buttholes.
Nothing about that.
It would grab. Whoa,
right? Boobs and buttholes, man. I gotta get me one at $9.99. You got pictures?
Well, The South Was Right has sold. It's a bestseller in hardback. It has sold over 140,000 copies. So we're real proud of that.
That's a lot of books.
The it's the third edition now is in softback, hardback. It's Kindle and also in audio. So if you're on the road and you got nothing else to do, plug that in and you can go through the South.
Yeah,
right.
I got my mom a Kindle, and I told her we were having you in a couple of days ago, so she's going to read it and tell me what she thinks. If you could sum it up.
All right, here's the thing.
What's the premise?
The premise is this. Our ancestors, that is Southerners, people who have folks who wore the gray in the war for Southern independence, there's no one to tell their story. The victor always writes the history. And not only writes it, he enforces his history. So the other side cannot be told. Can you imagine what the history of World War II would be like in Great Britain had Germany won?
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, well, the same
Should
is
we
true.
Probably all be speaking German over
exactly.
here?
Exactly, and eating sauerkraut and all that kind of stuff.
Shit.
Lord have mercy. But anyway, so Donald and I, my twin brother, good-looking, handsome, identical twin brother. did I tell you he was, we're identical? But anyway... We wanted to write the definitive defense of the South, why the South was right. That is, why did we have a right, just like the 13 colonies, to secede from an evil empire, an empire that was oppressing our rights. Now, remember, when the 13 colonies seceded from Great Britain, all 13 colonies were slaveholding colonies, and the New England colonies were actively involved in the nefarious slave trade, where about 50% of the African American or the Africans died on the way over. So, if slavery was such a bad thing, then for the South to deny us the right to our own government, then the same should hold true for the 13 colonies. Mm-hmm. But so that's why we wrote the book. It's a defense. It's not a defense of slavery. Of course not. It's slavery, even with good masters, and there were a plethora of good, honest Christian masters in the South. But even under those circumstances, is slavery a good thing? No. Jefferson Davis, our president, of the Confederate States of America. Before he was president, he made a speech in Congress, in the Senate, in which he called for the high road to emancipation. So you see, Southerners were thinking about emancipation long before the war, and we were looking toward a way to allow the Africans to come to freedom and to become a part of our society. The thing that stopped that Southern movement was a Northern radical abolitionist who wanted immediate, not the high road to emancipation, but immediate emancipation, even if it meant arming blacks and having a Haitian-style slave revolt in which whites would be killed, men, women, and children, even those who were not slave owners. So that was what put a stop to the abolition movement. But up to 1830, there were more abolition societies in the South than there were in the North.
I didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that. You know why you didn't know that?
They don't teach it in school.
They don't teach it in school. They teach Yankee propaganda in school. They don't teach the truth. They don't teach the Southern side. Again, go back to World War II. Had Hitler won, would the history be the same? Of course not. Right. Of course not. The victor always writes the history, and he enforces his history. And that's why we wrote this book, and that's why it gained such great acceptance. And in the new, this latest edition, we added about 7 new chapters and took some old stuff out, updated a lot of the data in it. One of the chapters that I have in here that I'm really proud of is the fact, the chapter that's titled, Only Empires Are Indivisible. Now stop and think about that. Only empires are indivisible. Well, you know, we pledge allegiance, one nation, indivisible. Well, wait a minute. Is it truly indivisible when the 13 colonies seceded from the British Empire? King George said, send troops.
Right.
Well, you're not going to divide my empire. As a matter of fact, what did the English call the American patriots? Called them rebels. What was the first thing that the governor of Virginia, the British appointed governor, as he was being ran out of the state, one of the first things he did was offer freedom to any slave that would rise up and kill their master and join the British effort to put down the rebellion.
The American Rebellion,
exactly. So empires are indivisible. When Lithuania... you remember the Baltic states in 1992 when they were trying to get away from the Soviet Union? Gorbachev said, nope, can't do it. You can't leave. You can't leave. You can do anything you want to do, but you can't leave the Soviet Union. We got to keep the Union together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, luckily, Gorbachev's Union dissolved on its own, and the Baltic states, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, they gained their independence as well as a lot of the other Russian states gained their independence. Short story, that's why we wrote The South Was Right, to justify the South's legitimate right to be a free and sovereign nation. Now, that right exists today still. The right of a people to be free to establish a government of their own is what is called in the Declaration of Independence an unalienable right. Why is it unalienable? Because a right doesn't come from government. It doesn't come from a document like the Constitution. It comes from God. Therefore, it's unalienable.
The same Constitution in your lifetime, towards the end of your lifetime, do you think the Constitution will be as we know it is today? Because I notice your next book is focused on guns and nullifying gun control. Do you think we're going to have... You're already looking at the First Amendment falling away, whether prosecuting comedians and talk show hosts and anybody else.
And shutting down churches.
Yep. The Second Amendment's probably...
The Second Amendment has been on the target of the neo-Marxists from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
They've always wanted it. And why? Because they know, tyrants hate an armed citizens. But armed citizens will not tolerate a